when you go into New Barabbery, it's all clean. And then the Knickwick, where the cooking part of it's in the middle, you know. All rocks, all around it. And then two posts, two wide posts on them, and then the handle. And then you got a lot of daylight from that hole. You got in the windows, a lot of daylight in there. You just clean in there, there's hardly anything. See, we could see, once in a while you see a seal skin hanging here, and seal skin, the stomach hanging here. So they don't do too much on, put too much in it before they had, when I say last time, when the new one, they have the kashima, they had the feeding place in there. They always eat when the first barabbery built, pankos, whatever it is, everybody eats all kinds of food in that new barabbery. The floor is clean and all that, and then they pass it around. That's the way they eat.
Well, now, did they have like a bench built all the way
around? No, just everybody sit on the floors. In them days, I guess they can't build too much board, no boards, unless they carry logs around. You just sit on the floor, side by side, and another group in front of it, and just go by. All the people up in the front.
Well, now, what did you call your fireplace or your cooking place?
Oh, that cooking place, the Knickwick.
Knickwick
cooking place, Knickwick. Cooking place is Knickwick.
Now so it was about 3 feet or so?
Oh, just quite a ways, quite apart. And then you got the rocks squared off in there. Some of them gotten drowned. And that's looking, and then you got two posts in the end, on the middle part. It's wire like that, and it's older. And then you got the rod across there for your kettle and pots to cook on.
So all the kettles and pots and everything were held above the fire, uh-huh. and that's how they cook.
Sometimes you see them, the other ones inside, let the branch come out to lower your kettle down.
Ah, yeah, pretty smart.
Yeah.
If the fire's burned down, drop your kettle.
Take your kettle down a little bit.
Now, what did people mostly burn? Just little alders?
Oh, little alders and driftwoods. That's all they've been using. Driftwoods and alders.
How did people usually start their fires? Just they have matches?
Oh, yeah, they get matches. Some I heard, I tried just fool around. Some I heard that some of these barabbers can bait out the log, from the beach side, you know. And red cedar, all of the split that, they use in barabbers. And that stuff dry pretty nice, you know, red cedar. Sometimes they get worded in, and when they come in, they got no kingling. They use some of those little sticks from the top side. Make them a little kingling out of those, really dry. And I asked that Wasili from Kaguyak, how'd you start the fire? With a twig burning, like those Eskimos making fire,
mm-hmm.
with a string, whatever it is, and then that thing smoking and burning more, then the string or wood get fired and blow on it, and you make your grass, real fine grass, drawing it, make it, and blow on that, then you start to fire. Then you use alders, they make good charcoal, they won't go out no more at fire. In the evenings they put big ones on, burning all the time.
Oh, so alders.
Alders and birds, they make big charcoals to stay on, lit up for a long time. Charcoal, they use the charcoal. Once you got that one match, they won't lose it.
Yeah.
Burning it all the time. Yeah. But you got to have your grass real nice and dry. They keep them inside, fine grass, they keep them inside and dry in case they need it. Hanging on the side of the, above the, those frames up above. They put stick them inside there to keep them dry inside in case they need them. But they have to be nice and soft.
Yeah.
Catch a fire pretty easy. I never hear them had a fire inside a barometer.
I was going to say, that's pretty, it sounded pretty dangerous to have that fire pit right
in the middle. And they say that certain kind of wood, sparks flying. They know what kind of wood it is, too. They don't use much of that because the sparks flying on the floor.
Yeah. You could lose your happy home. So now, did they dig down, or was it just level?
The robbery?
No, the fire pit, or where they.
They ground a little bit. They ground a little bit in the mud, and they do have a little gravel at the bottom.
So in the fire pit.
Yeah,
they have a little bit. Yeah.
Knichewick, they called it. It's so. Knichewick.
Yeah. Well, what about the rooms?
Did you ever hear them before too?
Yeah, I heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we got one in Old Harbor. Now to figure out now. Now to understand. Maybe we got one. I don't like to tell you, your friend Sven Hawkinson.
Who knows?
That's the time you get two.
Now his mom was from Eagle Harbor.
Yeah. And the Norwegian married her. Hawkinson.
Huh.
These Hawkinsons, they come around and doing herring fleets and so forth, I guess. And the Durban Hansen. He was one of the fishermen, married my stepsister. Olga had three husbands, all of them by Hansen. Hansen, oh. All three men to Hansen's. He goes through the Durban Hansen, big skier, you know, the Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
He was Hansen, and the first one he had is the Hansen.
Father Casabar, and who was the bishop then of Alaska?
Remember, I was out in 36, 35, Alexei.
Bishop Alexei.
I was down in Dutch Harbor, in Alaska then, for a week. I met him down there too, Alexei.
Was he in Alaska or in Sitka?
No, he was down in Alaska when I was there. The big old building there, when I was there.
I've heard of him, I've heard of Bishop Alexei.
Bishop Alexei. Do you usually come down to your area once in a while or what?
Bishop Gregory?
Yeah.
Just one time.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 86, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He finally made it in after about three or four trials.
Not Alex, but Alexei.
Well, I think he used to come to Atka, yeah.
Oh.
I heard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I met that old reader in Alaska. I went to church several times, and then I stayed there for 2 weeks. And I went with him, talked to him. And he asked me to come and drink tea with him. He was a reader in church. Reader. Two packs on, kind of old, a big overcoat on. You know, to that boy, the nice house. Both of them old, his wife, and then they got daughters and so on. Yeah. Then he asked me some peoples up here, Kodiak Island. Some peoples, older peoples. I said, yeah, Selikoff is there. And Arsenti and some others and all that, you know. I said, yeah, they're in Akiak. And they asked me about Eagle Harbor. I said, I didn't go to Eagle Harbor much yet. I don't know if people know Harbor and Eagle Harbor. He said, he used to be in Kodiak doing sea otter hunting with schooners, sailboats. You wind up and down that way. Maybe he's from that area, right? But you got this, he know all this base, Eagle Harbor and Old Harbor, Yaktalik, all those places, you know.
Now he was the reader in Unalaska?
Yeah.
Church. Do you remember his name?
I read him in here one time. He passed away. I forgot his name. He was the chief and the reader. They had the picture of him, the article on him here a long time ago. Yeah, he was a big man. And I don't remember his name now. And they were good, boy. Gave me a lot of tea. He's a good piano player. See, he plays piano, a nice big piano in there, and all that, to play piano.
George, what we were doing, I was getting Larry to tell us, we're trying to sort of make a good whole record of what Brabos were like, how they were built and all. So I don't know if you want to sit down in on it, maybe. But we'd sort of gone through building it and through the front room. how many other rooms would you normally have?
All I do is two. One chiksok, and then the sleeping place. But that third one makes the banyo, Makiwik. The same barabari.
Okay. Yes. So you have your big room. Did it have a particular name?
No, it's just all I know, chiksok. Well, of course, it's just Kawakwik, a sleeping place. But it didn't have no name for it anyway, in the sleeping place. This place is not too big, not very much. And then some did it finally, make them bigger and make put stove on.
Now you didn't sleep in the front room, did you? You just...
Well, you checked out a lot of young guys that sleep in the checked out in the front room.
Oh, so the front room would have been called
a Chiksluwak? Yeah, Chiksluwak is the word where the front room is. Just, and Chiksluwak is front room. Then you got add up to another one, little bit further this way, but you got to walk in into there, a narrow one. And there's another sod, all covered with sod. Everything, you got window on that one.
Now, okay, just say, where would your sleeping room be for?
That's any side of it is further this way.
Okay, let's just say it.
Yeah, so you got around, then you build that much, and then you have another one in here. So, yeah.
Now, would it usually just be pretty small, maybe 10 by 10, or?
Well, a little bit sometimes, maybe a little more than that.
Maybe 12 foot by
12 by 20 or something like that. Maybe. Yeah. Not too small, not too big.
Now, who all would normally sleep in there?
The older people, they don't have the partition on any place. This is wide open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the sleep, some of them sleep on the floor. Us sometimes sleep inside the barabari, see? We got our little place across here, put the log or big, heavy, older, so you wouldn't roll over and sleep on the floor. We got these bears, or whatever it is, for a mattress. And then you got another one from here on, funneled in that way, yeah. There you got, this one is all covered up with mud also. One little window. This is your Makiwik. There's your Makiwik there.
Now, what would you have for, like, your window?
Sometimes they use that skin, and pretty soon they find the glasses to put on. Okay. Same way with here, for the glass, window glass. First ones I've seen is to smoke like a skin.
Like the intestine or something?
The intestine, yeah. That's like Kanaksuk part of it.
Okay.
Yes, something like that. Yeah.
So So yeah. Would they make that large enough to get out in case of an emergency or something?
Well,
or
there's only one way to get
out. Yeah, one way, right back through the front room.
But this is a big fireplace in here, see? Knichwick, right here, Knichwick. And there may be an outlet here. There's everything one way.
And now, did they usually try to face those, face the sea with a door or something?
Well, in here, no. This is wide open. This gives a lot of daylight.
No, but I mean, with your front door, was that usually facing the ocean?
No, but this is anywhere. Okay. I see a lot of them just the way from which way the wind comes this way, they want to go face away from the
wind. Face away from the wind.
Yeah. That's why they got a little bit 4 feet long out there to call it Orhok here. So that I asked, so the snow don't get in too much, I don't see.
Okay. Well, now did you do the same thing with four posts?
Oh, yeah. Just sometimes straight up, straight because in. This is covered all mud. Whole thing is covered mud. Because they put, like I do here, you put grass first and mud. Whole thing, pack it down solid.
Oh.
So it could heat. Mm. Same way with here. You pack it down, hammer it, start one after another.
So your sleeping room and your makiwik?
Your makiwik. Yeah, this whole covered up in mud. Whole thing.
Well, did you still come up with your four posts?
Oh, yeah, four posts.
And have your piece around?
Yeah, this is about 24-foot wall to it. It's real shallow.
Now, is this your makiwik here?
Makiwik, yeah, banyo, they call them nowadays.
I can spell banyo easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
But, so, now the walls, the wood part came up about 4 feet?
Yeah, just about 4 feet.
And then started.
Boards right over. But just like I do with this one here, you make just like a house almost. Some of them got V, some of them just flat. Yeah.
So you definitely stayed kneeling there.
You can't stand up at all. And this is really shallow too. So you got to crawl in the hands and knees to get in there. Okay. With one-way traffic, hands and knees, just so wide.
Maybe a couple of feet wide?
No, more than that, or what, almost 3 feet. Anyway.
Almost 3 feet?
Yeah.
And it was maybe, was it lower than the ceiling of the barn?
This door opens out.
Ah, okay.
In here, not out here, in here.
So it opens out?
Out, yeah. Okay. And I asked, how come? In case you get something, you got to kick it, you know. You're too hot. And somebody got brained. If you have opened in, you're trying to open it, you go to haywire, you're going to keep pushing it. It's not open it. If you attach it to hand like that, it's going to open. You just a little nail to tie it. You can push that on. Because I used to take ramp in here. You don't see good, very good at all. Let's take them, squash rocks, bat them good and had this with that. Then too hot for me, I opened a little bit and he could feel it. I'm making it then. He opened the door.
He
feel the door. Air come in.
He liked it hot.
Yeah, too hot for me. He felt it just a little bit after I opened it. Maybe I think he's trying to breathe through that air. It's easier that way to go out instead of get in. Because the pile of rocks is over here in the corner. Heat. Oh, either side.
Okay, now where did you build the fire to heat the rocks?
Right here.
Out in the front room.
Front room. That's okay. Where a lot of them don't know how to build these things. If you can heat the rocks in here, big stones about this high.
Just pile your rocks about 2 foot high. And
oh,
about
yeah. You got all the wood underneath the rocks. All the rocks is on top. Okay, except now. The one that could go around and make a fireplace. Go around. And a kingling, little door into it, and there, little door into one side, all your kindling, a lot of kindling, and then your wood, all that wood you put in.
Now, how did you stack that wood to make those rocks fall in?
That's what I was going to tell you. That's what nobody knows. You put like this, all your wood this way, and you put another layer of wood this way. Then you pile the rocks both sides of this ridge. You put this ridge, you come clear on top of this ridge. And this wood down here is burned. And this one don't burn here, so they cave in. This wood will cave in inside of the thing like that. Cave inside.
Yeah.
Hardly any of them rolled over.
So
if you don't pile it right till some rolled over in the side, and some don't. Most of them don't. They're round, half round rocks. And you got pugilak, the two locks put them in here. Somebody's inside, you gave it to him here. She pull them in, put them in the corner, pull them in the corner. See, this wood is like that. And then you got kinglings like that. A lot of heavy wood also. Another layer of wood go in the middle, like this. Come quite a ways up. And you pile rocks here, pile rocks here, till you reach here, keep on piling. And this inside ones will burn, this will cave in.
Uh-huh.
Bring the rocks back in there, till they're burning pretty good. All the sides are burning. All this wood will burn inside of this.
So
that's what I want to show someday on the beach.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that to know how to do it.
Make it out of the understand, you guys. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't.
So after you heated your rocks and you just put them in that little room?
Yeah, that Mariva, this one here, you pass them out to them. I used to like it. They put it in this, later on, I put them in the big tub, rocks. Put it up, squeeze it.
And then you would just throw water on them?
Oh yeah, when you're in there. The water boil when you keep rocks in there. Hard as you can, if you don't too hot, you got to take your tweezers. Pick them out and put some red ones in there. Red hot or little charcoal on them, that don't hurt.
what do you call those tweezers?
Tulaks.
Tulaks?
Uh-huh. And your shovel is amulak.
Amulak.
That's it, the amulak pulling on it.
So you had the fellow with the amulak?
Yeah, you had that long, two sticks, burned up in the end, but that's your tweezers. Pick those rocks with the thing. They won't slip if you know how.
Yeah? So the fellow with the tulaks was outside,
yeah.
and the fellow with the
amulak is inside.
Pulling it in.
Yeah,
did you have a little bench you sat on, or just sit on the floor?
Inside? Uh-huh. No, just grass.
Just grass.
Mm-hmm.
And you had maybe half of a barrel?
They got a little kind of... Whenever you can find boards, you can lay inside banyo. Not even, you got a little wooden in there, floor. Then you put grass on top of that.
Ah.
It's easier. That much they put on the floor in Mariwik. But they're tight, boy. Really hard place. I always think of why they didn't put a little pipe across so you could breathe.
I bet those old guys really.
Boy, you come through, you go right through that hole, get down. You could sit all, then you could sit all around here, in the banyo, all around inside. A whole bunch of old people there.
So, how big might be your banyo?
Oh, I'd say about 8x8, I guess.
Ah, about 8.
Yeah,
okay.
Not too big.
And your sleeping room may have been 12x20 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Now, how tall would your sleeping room ceiling be?
Well, that's not too high either. No ceiling on them. Just like, built almost like chikswak.
So it was sort of like the front room. It was
covered up grass and sod. When you look at them from outside, it's a round ball.
Yeah. But did you have your sort of, you had your post coming up straight up?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think the last one I see in Selikov, they had like built almost like a house. They had posts in the middle here, center of it to a view can come on, just like a house. They got...
So they had a post here and here?
Uh-huh. So then you could, then you had to log, then you had to timber across it.
Ah.
Then lay your roof on top of that.
So you just come across with your,
and,
just like you did your main house.
Just about in the main house. About 5 foot ceiling, wall. Then you go up there. But it's sure hot. There's no fire in there. You got a few rocks. Just heat up in here, take them in, and somewhere else in the tin can or whatever they find in the bucket, that heats up the whole place.
Wow.
They cook tea and everything in here in the morning, not in here.
What did, like people would, over their front door, they'd, would they use something hanging, or would they actually make a door?
This one here got a regular door, too.
Well, this one has, now did it open out?
Out, yeah.
And then you had your little...
Some of them did.
Now, your little exit, your like your cellar door, do you remember a name for that? Did they have any kind
of... No, I don't remember. Maybe they did have. Sinak, yeah. Sinak. Sinakhok, they called this one. Sinakhok. Almost Sinak. It's not regular corridor. Sinak is a corridor. Sinak. I guess the Sinak.
And was there another ending of that? Sinakhok?
No, that's, it means almost corridor. Because I guess there's no door here, a door only here, see. Sinakhok.
Sinakhok.
Sinakhok. See how they get it into my head? Sinakhok, Skunakhok. See, it's all the same word. Skunakhok, it's a small boat, small play boat.
Oh, almost a boat.
Almost a boat.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, Sinakhok. Oh, I don't know. The whole family, some of them sleep out here in Chicxulub.
Yeah, but mainly the adults would sleep there.
Yeah, mainly the adults in there, yeah.
Mom and dad, maybe the grandparents, and the younger children, maybe.
But floor, no bed, no bed. Some of them, they just got floor. First ones I've seen.
Now, what did they sleep on the floor? I mean, what did they put on the floor to lay on?
So they got... I don't know, maybe like you do it out here, and bear skins and seal skins, whatever it is, to cover the floor, right above the grass. There's a lot of bears been used. Almost every barbary had two or three bear skins.
Oh, how did they prepare those bear skins?
Oh, just dry them, that's all.
Just dry them.
When you get through them, hang them over so they won't get wet out on the floor. Yeah. That's where the law is at, wood, and keep those skins dry, over. Be careful with the fire. Let all your fire go before you go out from the Chicxulub here.
Now, where would the man of the house, where would he keep his hunting stuff? Where would he usually store that?
Nobody steals them. They leave them in here. Kleejaks and all used to see them in there. Nobody touch them.
Just leave them laying around, or did they make like little shells? Or
well, they have them hanging. Sometimes they tie a string here and there. So. All the stretches, fox stretches, and right there in Chicxulub, sometimes overhead, hang them up, tie a string on them.
Probably smell pretty good in there if you had a bunch of fox. Now, well, did you ever have any little outbuildings, like where you might store your tummock and all? Did you have little buildings out around?
Well, they did have little, what they call, where they had their tummocks and so on. Most of them they keep inside the barbary too. Some had little coat steel. Outhouse, I guess you could run for the beach as well.
Yeah.
Chicxulhuaxhuaq.
Almost. Well, let's see.
And then the main room, I guess, is where everybody got together for storytelling.
That's a lot of storytelling when they get together. All the people I used to listen to. I like to listen. Take my time. That's what Mom used to tell me. You see anybody talking, the group people, listen. Listen to them. I'm glad I did now.
Did they have their own little hut?
No. They were very careful with the young girls, my time. I was no good, I guess, I don't know. They don't let me come near them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sound like you.
I was told that,
when
I was growing up.
Well, they were careful, they cared, they cared, and that was pretty good. And so on.